Cavendon Hall by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Anna Bentinck. Part 1. The Beautiful Girls of Cavendon. May 1913. She is beautiful and therefore to be wooed. She is a woman, therefore to be won. William Shakespeare. Honour women. They wreathe and weave heavenly roses into earthly life. Johann von Schiller. Man is the hunter. Woman is his game. Alfred Tennyson. Chapter 1. Cecily Swann was excited. She had been given a special task to do by her mother, and she couldn't wait to start. She hurried along the dirt path, walking towards Cavendon Hall, all sorts of ideas running through her active young mind. She was going to examine some beautiful dresses, looking for flaws. It was an important task, her mother had explained, and only she could do it. She did not want to be late and increased her pace. She had been told to be there at 10 o'clock sharp, and 10 o'clock it would be. Her mother, Alice Swann, often pointed out that punctuality might easily be her middle name, and this was always said with a degree of admiration. Alice took great pride in her daughter and was aware of certain unique...